Hello and welcome to Uncapped, where we lift the lid on natural and low-tox lifestyles with essential oils. I'm your host, Jess Raitt. Have you ever met someone and instantly felt at ease? Their presence alone is so powerfully calming, you almost catch yourself consciously taking a deeper breath. Well, this is the impact the beautiful Zeynep Bakan has on so many of us. Zeynep is mastering the juggle of mamahood and conscious living, sharing practical and really useful ways to make small changes to your home and your lives. With three beautiful kiddos by her side, she is the impressive example that you can juggle the entrepreneurial balls in the air, raise your children in a conscious way, and impact those around you, all while being a gentle and really considerate soul. I am truly honoured to welcome Zeynep to Uncapped. Well, hello, Zeynep. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here today. I'm doing well. It's been a bit of a rough few weeks with my kids. I've been a little bit unwell. I was unwell myself. There's a lot happening in the background as well. So it has been a few challenging weeks, but we got through.
And you're here today.
And I'm here today.
Good exactly. on you. We were just talking a few moments ago about our night.
Yes.
And how we've both had minimal sleep.
Right.
And I think that just sums up motherhood in a nutshell, doesn't it? That we still show up each and every day trying our best.
Exactly. And I think you were saying earlier that you were cuddling your kids to sleep last night, and I was doing the same. So even though I'm past that newborn stage and my kids are a little bit older, but I was cuddling my 9-year-old to sleep who was a little bit unwell. So it's definitely exhausting, but we got through. We're here.
We are. So thank you. It really is quite humbling to be sitting here with you today. We only met a few weeks ago at our Discovery event in Melbourne, and I was really taken aback by your presence. Has anyone, I guess, complimented you or told you before how alluring you are, how truly special you are in person?
Oh, thank you for that. I guess for me, it's just really about being me and just, I guess, showing up as myself and just being real, and this is who I am. So I'm not trying to be someone else. And I think if you be yourself and be authentic, then people will resonate with you and you kind of find your community based on who you are. So thank
you for
that. Isn't
that beautiful? Oh, look, and I do, I resonate with you. And I feel like I say this with so many mothers that we come across, that you feel that like-mindedness, that club,
yes,
that we're all in it together. And when you meet someone that's obsessed with essential oils like I am and like you are, the club becomes even tighter, right?
Yeah.
And so your club, Oils with Zeynep, you were mentioning before that it started off as a bit of a hobby.
Yeah.
But you really grew your business online during the pandemic a few years ago. Can you talk to me a bit about that?
Yeah. So I've been using essential oils for quite a number of years, and I obviously became very obsessed, as we all do. And then it just kind of, you know, became something that I wanted to share with others, just word of mouth, because it changed my life, changed my family's life. So I just wanted to tell everybody. But I was also working as a emergency nurse. So I had kind of reached that crossroads as to what I wanted to do with my life, or if I wanted to go back into shift work and how I was going to manage that with three kids. And it kind of really stopped aligning with me as well. So I decided just before lockdown, you know what, I'm going to really put my mind to it and I'm going to try and do this business and, you know, really give it a good shot. Mm. So I actually started the doTERRA Diamond Club program. And in February 2020, I was running a lot of in-home workshops, face-to-face workshops. And then March hit and we obviously went into the pandemic. And so as a result of that, we could obviously no longer, you know, do face-to-face classes or one-on-ones. So I kind of had to decide what I wanted to do. Was I going to just, you know, give up this goal of trying to do doTERRA as a business, or what were my options? So I thought, you know what, I've seen the power of social media. I did not have an online presence. I had a very small Instagram kind of friendship family following me. And I thought, you know what, I'm struggling. There's a lot happening. I've got remote learning, two kids in school. And so I just started to share. I started to share my daily challenges. I started to share the oils that I was using in my home, and just the day-to-day chaos. And so from that, by building that trust and that community, it just slowly started to grow and evolve. And as a result, I was able to then pivot my business purely to social media, and specifically for me, Instagram.
That is just exceptional. And I'm not surprised. to be honest, because like I mentioned before, 2 weeks ago, I was drawn to you. I just want to be near you. I want to learn more from you. So I can only imagine someone that's new to essential oils, how they would be feeling that pull, that drive to be a part of your community. So amazing job to be able to build this, especially during that Melbourne pandemic, that lockdown, that was tough. And working from home, building a business, homeschooling with three kids.
Yeah.
How did you cope?
I don't think I coped very well. It was hard, definitely. But I think I didn't see it as a job. I just saw it as, you know what, just share the daily struggles. So it was showing up, you know, in my loungewear. It was showing up, just showing the chaos of the playroom being a mess, or the kids not wanting to do the remote learning, or one, you know, child here with their laptop and the other one here with the iPad, and me in the corner trying to, you know, get breakfast ready for my toddler. So I think it was really just trying to manage and just, yeah, just share what was actually happening in my life, but then also sharing the tools to help support my emotional well-being, but also my children's well-being as well.
Yeah, so it's that practicality component, right, but also that authenticity.
Yes.
Yeah. It makes sense. It's a perfect recipe.
It does. And I think slowly with that consistency is where people actually saw more of me, because it's kind of really scary getting behind that camera, and you know, people think that it's easy, but I still get nervous. But it's good because no one, you can't really see people's reactions. So it's just show up, share, and then you're good to go.
Wait for those likes.
Yeah, exactly.
So your community oils with Zeynep, you've built it from the ground up and you have got a plethora of interested parties. Who is your demographic? Who is really resonating with you and your message?
Yeah, I would say it's young mums. Obviously, there is still, you know, people out of that age group or that might not have young kids that are still resonating with me. But I would say, you know, 90% or the majority of those that are resonating with me or connecting with me is young mums with kids.
And do you think it's because of that authenticity? You're showing the real life, the highs and the lows somewhat, because, you know, it's not all glitz and glam. And I think when you're on social media, you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, you're seeing people's highlight reels.
Yes.
And sometimes it can feel a bit almost judgmental, like you're not doing enough. I know that I've got some family friends and a sister actually who can look at someone's social reel and think, oh, I'm not doing this or I'm not doing that. And it can feel quite negative on them. And then there's some people on the flip side that feel really empowered by seeing that kind of activity, you know, going down that low-tox lifestyle route, and feel really challenged and up for the challenge, so to speak. How do you, I guess, handle what you put on social media and what your community is able to gather from that?
I think showing up and actually sharing the truth. And like you said, with social media, it's such a narrow lens into your life. And so, you know, I'm not an influencer. I'm sharing my journey and I'm still on this journey of motherhood, business, low-tox journey. And so I think it's just sharing that I also struggle and being honest and real that, you know what, like, yes, I'm, you know, trying to do the best I can. Yes, I'm trying to build this business. Yes, I'm trying to be, you know, the best mother I could be. But I also struggle. Like, I also have days where I am, you know, not getting through the day properly, or, you know, my kids are unwell, or, you know, I'm not regulated. So I think it's important to share the days that you're not just having a great day and everything's perfect, but also sharing those moments. And I think that's that relatability.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, I mean, recently I shared that my toddler had trashed the toy room. Like, everything was all over the place. And they're really good at that. And I walked in and I was like, do I shut the door or do I clean it up before bedtime? And my inbox was like full of, you know, mums sending me photos of what their kids did that day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I even had a couple of messages saying, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Like, it's nice to see someone sharing their struggles.
Yeah.
And so I think that makes me feel a little bit content too, that, hey, you know what, I am being relatable and just continue showing the highs and the lows and the struggles.
And you're relating it back to the core values of your business as well, which is using natural holistic remedies. And you are from a nursing medicinal background. But there was one post in particular where you were sitting in the car and you were holding your beautiful malachite diffuser, which I have as well in my car, and breathing it in. Do you remember that post and the quote that was associated with that?
I do. And so that was a day that I was on my own and I'd just come home, and I knew that when I got inside, it was going to be dinner, bedtime rush. So it was going to be crazy. So, and because I'm not alone very often, just that 5 minutes of peace, it was so nice. And I think if you are a mum or a dad, and you understand how just those few minutes, it just makes such a difference. So I thought, you know what, it felt a bit weird recording that, but I thought, you know what, I just want to share what exactly I'm doing. And so, yeah, I picked up that diffuser and I found this motherhood reel or audio. And so I thought I'd put that over it. And so when I was putting that post together, it was really coming from a place to say, I'm really worried how everything's going to go right now. I know it's going to be chaotic, but it was just that mental preparation that I also need tools to help me feel really grounded, and also understanding that I'm on my own journey. So, you know, I am trying to become a bit more of a conscious mum and with our conscious parenting. And so really I've realised that if I'm more regulated and my nervous system's in check, then I'm a better mum, and my kids feed off that energy as well. So that quote was from a parenting coach, Dr. Shefali. And if you haven't heard, she's amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. I feel like she literally like talks to my soul. Yeah. And it's just a reminder that, hey, if kids are having an off day, why is that not okay when we have off days, you know, every now and then too? So it was just sharing that, you know, kids can be kids. They can run around, they can play, they can, you know, do what they want to do, and just allow them to be free and not this mini version of us. Because I always used to think, oh, you know, my daughter's a mini me. And so the more I understood the psychology behind it and understanding that, no, we don't want them to be us. We want our children to share their own personalities and be who they want to be, not our own expectations. And that's really hard as a parent, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that was where that post came from, just to try and go, you know what, let our kids be free, let them do what they want to do. And they're kids at the end of the day. They're not emotionally or psychologically developed enough. So let's just meet them where they're at, hold space for them. And it always comes down to us as parents. Like, we are the problem, not them. And so we need to work on ourselves. And I think those, by acknowledging that for myself specifically, I've realized that I'm not a perfect mum. I'm never going to be a perfect mum. But by acknowledging that, I can improve myself and the way I show up and the way I'm with my children, then that kind of brings up those inner traumas that I didn't know existed until I became a mum. And so it's just kind of going, okay, how am I going to accept that, and how am I going to better myself?
Yeah.
And so this is where even, you know, where the oils obviously come into play as well. And, you know, lavender is one of those oils that I use to help support that emotional well-being.
Yes. I was going to ask, what was in that diffuser blend that you had in the car? Do you remember?
It was Adaptive and Lavender.
Oh, yeah. I love that blend. That is beautiful. Yeah. Speaking of blends, I've actually created my own little concoction today.
Yes.
We have got lavender, we have got bergamot, and we've got a bit of cardamom in there. What do you think of the tea?
It's actually really nice. I've never had cardamom tea before, so yeah, really nice.
I was a bit nervous when I'll be honest.
Put it together.
I thought, it smells beautiful.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the taste. But I really wanted to encapsulate what especially lavender can do for us. We all know that it's excellent for relaxing, and we use it in so many different ways in the home. I know when I go to the shops, I see lavender infused in so many different products. But I'm always asked the question, how do you infuse it, the pure essential oil, in your home? What do you say to that?
Well, lavender's been used in, you know, complementary medicine for, you know, years. It's also been traditionally used in aromatherapy as well. And it's got so many benefits. So there's a lot of research to suggest how it can be used to help promote overall body relaxation, your mind, helping you switch off. There's also research to suggest that it can be used orally or via inhalation. And so I think that's very popular to use it, you know, via the diffuser or just by inhaling it. The power of popping the oils into the palm of your hands, taking a deep breath and really getting those benefits of calming, helping ease your mind, helping you switch off, and just creating that overall peace and tranquility.
So that's why you had that in the diffuser in the car that day. It makes sense.
That's exactly right. Yeah, my go-to.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? So what about topically?
Yeah, so topically, research suggests that you can apply it directly onto the skin with a carrier oil. So something like fractionated coconut oil pairs really well with lavender, rubbing it onto the skin after a bath, and, you know, on the back, under the feet. So it really helps create that comforting space, but also really helps ease that muscle tension.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I know that in my home, I associate lavender with nighttime, and the kids do too now. So I really love to combine it with some fractionated coconut oil and give the kids a little bit of a tootsie massage, and it really sets the tone for a good night's sleep. They know what to expect.
Yes.
And we get them into that good routine.
Yeah. And it's also helping them switch off as well, you know, when they've been at school or daycare or running around all day. So it's that association that it's bedtime, yeah, and just that really relaxing feeling. So by the importance of touch even, so that connection as well pre-bedtime and creating that nice routine.
It's special.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So on the topic of lavender oil, we all know that it's really calming, and research does suggest that it's going to assist with restlessness. And that's thanks to the chemical constituents, my favourite word, linalool and linalool acetate. So what are your thoughts on some other ideas around using lavender?
Again, there's a lot of evidence to suggest how it can be used to help relax your overall mind and body. It works really, really well. So we know that we can use it, you know, from a young age all the way up until the elderly.
So how would you suggest you can incorporate lavender oil for something like a mild headache?
Yeah, so it's great to just use a carrier oil and apply it to your temples, just gently massage it in or into the back of the neck, and even just up here into your scalp as well. Right. So just gently massage it in.
Yeah.
Even just under the feet as well. Mm-hmm. And you can also use it via a diffuser. Mm. So again, the research suggests that if you pop it into the diffuser, it's giving those beautiful aromatic aroma.
Yeah.
And it's just really, really grounding.
And just so simple that you can do one or two drops in the palm of your hand and just take those nice, long, calming breaths. I find that just finding those couple of seconds for myself with lavender really helps to, it forces a deeper breath before I'm stepping into whatever the day holds, right? And I find that it can really help to support, yeah, like you mentioned, the kids as well. So what are some other essential oils that could be used, I guess, to support your mental well-being, your mindfulness?
Yeah, that's a great question, because there's so many different oils that we can incorporate to help support our mental health and wellness. And I think the first kind of two oils that is really great to use on a day-to-day basis is our citrus oils. Mm. So something like bergamot is a beautiful citrus oil, and it's been traditionally used in herbal medicine but also complementary medicine. But just a reminder for those that haven't used bergamot before, with our citrus oils, we obviously need to be quite conscious that they are photosensitive oils, so don't apply them and then go out into the sun. So if you're going to be using it, use a carrier oil and just apply them, you know, inside.
Yeah. Or even wearing it, I guess, underneath clothes.
Yes.
So you're not going to get that direct UV exposure. And sunscreen, of course. I'm a big fan of the sunscreen. I adore bergamot, and obviously I've popped it in the tea today. But you were talking before about some other oils that you like to use on a personal basis to help support your mindfulness. Would you be comfortable sharing that?
Yes, definitely. I think we spoke about the pandemic. We spoke about remote learning. And so I think that my most used oil was Adaptive. Mm. And for those that don't know Adaptive, it's a very beautiful blend of essential oils, and it's our tranquil blend. Mm. So with this blend, you can apply it to help make you feel grounded, help you kind of get rid of that noise and distraction that's going on around us, and just help us feel really just in tune with what's happening right now. Mm. And so again, applying that to the skin, inhaling it and using it in the diffuser. It also, it does have lavender in it, but it pairs really well, I find, with lavender oil, neat. Okay. And so I just feel like it works really well together for that extra peace and calmness that, you know, we need sometimes.
Absolutely. It's interesting because I was looking at a study the other day that was online using Adaptive, and they had a case study with two rooms. The first room had no diffuser going, and the second room had the Adaptive blend going in the diffuser. Now, they gave both participants, it was a blind study, they gave both participants a series of questions, and those questions began to get harder and harder and harder as the test went on. So, I mean, it was quite grueling for them to go through that situation. But what they were really analysing was people's stress and anxiety levels post that test. And interestingly, they found that I believe it was around about 90% of the people in the adaptive room felt calmer.
That's right. And I think it's just being conscious of when you're feeling like that, using that as a tool to help support your body. Mm. And it just takes a couple of seconds to pop a few drops into the palm of your hand or have it in the car ready to go in the diffuser in the car and just using that as part of your routine. Yeah. And so when we are using it consistently, then you can really feel that difference.
Yeah. So I have loved chatting with you. And I've got one question that I really, really like to ask you, if I may. If you could give someone that wants to start their journey with low-tox living, with mindful, conscious living, what would that advice be?
That's a really good question. I think for me, I've been on this journey for about 10 years. I didn't know what low-tox living was. I didn't realise I was going on a low-tox journey. And I think I overwhelmed myself too much and I just really fixated on changing everything really quickly. And I think that kind of caused a bit of mum guilt as, yeah. you know, why did I not make these changes earlier? Why did I put my, you know, my child at risk by using these chemicals? And so I think looking back, it's easy to say, I wish I didn't do that or I wish I was more conscious, you know, earlier. But I think it's all part of that learning curve as to we're all on our own journey. So I think to answer your question, it would be to be a bit kinder on myself and to realise that it's okay. You can only do what you know. And I think the difference is when you start to know and you start to become more empowered and more informed, what are you going to do about it? So if you know all of this knowledge and you don't do anything about it, then that's where the issue is. But if you're learning and slowly making changes, then that's such a great feeling because all those small steps is what makes a change. It doesn't mean that you have to change everything. And also to not compare. Again, really easy to say in hindsight. You just don't know where people are on their own journey. And so, again, this is 10 years. This is pre-doTERRA. And so doTERRA is, you know, just one of those tools that have helped me with this journey. But it's also just going and looking at where you are at on your own journey, your own health and wellness, and what changes you're going to make. And to also realize that, you know what, get inspiration from people online. And if you don't resonate with them, that's okay. Just try and focus on making those positive changes. And I hope that by me being here today can show you guys that, hey, you know, I've been on my own journey, but look at where you're at on your own journey and hopefully gain some inspiration and see that those small steps are actually vital. And it's not a matter of changing everything or, you know, eating 100% organic and, you know, doing all the things, which are great, but that's small steps that I've had to make along the way. It hasn't been overnight. And so just seeing that, you know what, if you want to make changes, you can, and just start with, you know, your kids' products or your daily products and then slowly evolve into that journey.
Yeah. And feel that empowerment.
Yeah.
Because when we make those small steps, you get the feels, just the little things, I think. And I wonder if I interviewed one of your beautiful members of your community, what they would say about you, because you are just so humble. And you don't, I don't think that you quite realise how special you are, but you are the first woman within our community, of the Muslim community, that has reached the status of diamond. And I was hoping you were going to mention it, but it's just to your beautiful, humble nature that you didn't. So I wanted to recognise you for what you are doing, that you are representing, you are showing what any young woman or young man can achieve when you've got passion and drive and humility behind you. So thank you so much for sitting on the couch with me today and sharing your story. It's just been an absolute delight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And it's been really nice. And I hope that, you know, by sharing our journeys that we can be a little bit more relatable and see that, you know what, anybody can make these changes and anybody can become empowered. And it's just, yeah, one step at a time. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us today. I hope you too have found some inspiration to uncap that bottle from nature and see where it takes you. Until next time, bye for now.